It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it, drop it, drop it.
In the flesh, Mr. DJ ATLM Styles, live action on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Woo! Boy, we got an interesting week, man. We just came through. Everybody, happy turkey. I know you ate your turkey this week. I know there's a lot of people who don't celebrate Thanksgiving, but I know they had turkey. All right. We got a lot to get into. We got to get into this Aubrey case. Ooh, got to get into some of the things that's going on with aluminum cans, the ports, cases. There's a big case out here right now about a guy who got arrested in 2019 suing the Florida State because they arrested him when he reported his car was stolen, and they actually arrested him. So we're definitely looking into that tonight, too. But right now, let's get into some good music, some rap music. That's right. Let's get into some rap music. Let's get into my man Lip Alert. Junior, Bound for Success is here.
I see you in everything I do. I see you in everything I do. I see you in everything I do. I see you in everything I do.
Cause I'd be lying if I said I never think of you, I fiend for you. When this started, I didn't think it through. Don't wanna miss a sec, I don't even wanna blink with you. Porn star sex, baby, let me make a scene with you. I'm playing, wait, no, I'm not, but I'm saying. If you should ever give me play, don't wait too long, I'm impatient. Looks like you might be the one. I know I've said that before, but this time it feels like it's love. My last bitch was a dub, I fell hard, no arrow. Think you been shot with his gun. European apparel, mama, shine bright like the sun. Cause it's perfect timing for once. But still get bitches hit me up like why you hiding from us. It's cause,
ooh, I've been thinking of you. And I can't lie, girl, I see you in everything that I do. Ain't gon' front what they say about me, it's probably true. But still been looking for the one, is it you? Tell me, girl, is it you? Ooh, I've been thinking of you. And I can't lie, girl, I see you in everything that I do. Ain't gon' front what they say about me, it's probably true. But still been looking for the one, is it you? Tell me, girl, is it you?
I miss you dearly, I'm thinking that I should pay a visit. I know you're skeptical, my image is I stay with women. Before I met you it was true, but these days it's different. You know I stay consistent, baby, I was made for winning. Originator of my game ain't made of plagiarism. Page of pimping whenever you need that late admission. I'm playing, I'm kinda not, but I'm saying you need a guy in your life who gon' lay the pipe super saiyan. I'm kinda lost, but I'm with you like nothing's round us at all. Hyper up every outfit, give her a round of applause. Breaking necks in the city, got everybody on pause. Lil Shorty raw, and that's why she been all in my thoughts, it's true.
Ooh, I've been thinking of you, and I can't lie, girl, I see you in everything that I do. Ain't gon' front what they say about me, it's probably true, but still been looking for the one, is it you? Tell me, girl, is it you? Ooh, I've been thinking of you, and I can't lie, girl, I see you in everything that I do. Ain't gon' front what they say about me, it's probably true, but still been looking for the one, is it you? Tell me, girl, is it you? Ooh, I got the shit to make you pass out. One session with the truth to have you gassed out. Party till the morning like a frat house. Beat it like it's SmackDown. How do I blow your back out? Ooh, I got the shit to make you pass out. One session with the truth to have you gassed out. Party till the morning like a frat house. Beat it like it's SmackDown. How do I blow your back out?
My head is sinking, I'm tripping and probably going crazy. Cause I mentioned you're the only one I think of lately. Leave these other hoes on red when they text me if it ain't baby. My appetite keeps growing for you, you're the one I'm craving.
Yeah. Ooh, I've been thinking of you, and I can't lie, girl, I see you in everything that I do. Ain't gon' front what they say about me, it's probably true, but still been looking for the one, is it you? Tell me, girl, is it you? Ooh, I've been thinking of you, and I can't lie, girl, I see you in everything that I do. Ain't gon' front what they say about me, it's probably true, but still been looking for the one, is it you? Tell me, girl, is it you? Ooh,
Hey everybody, it's your boy DJ ATLM Style, just back at you, just got you hearing that set, Alicia Keys' latest single, which is Best of Me, and there's two versions of that, song, which is the first version we just listened to, was original. Yes, the original. And before that, you heard Junior Lyle's set with Torrio with, I think that's Life, that song is called Life. All right. It's your boy, DJ ATLM Styles. Let's get it popping here. Let's get it rocking. Let's get into some more music, man. I'm going to go ahead and play the new Mario and Chris Brown featuring Get Back. You're live here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Ever since a kid, teacher said that I was bad, bad news. Still they never wanna help me, so I get it by myself and say I'm good.
Told me that I could be somebody, so I guess it's only right I tell my kids the same. Yeah, we've been around the world and we made some decent money. Still apart from the few, nothing else ever really changed. Couple real guys could tell you what I was like. Used to carry weight, now I travel light. Got to meet some legends I inspired us. Just beats that keep on moving. Goldie told me it's timeless. Council of states we reside isn't no reflection on our gift. Now you already know the story so far. Still it burns like it's Christmas morning. I get that call, they hit an organ. Picture falling down to my knees in a river balling. With JB's last words are still ringing. Trying to cover all them things we spoke about. Just so I know you're proud. Looking down with Zen and watching Zelfa and Linda performing for the crowd. Maybe there'll be some sunshine tomorrow beyond the cloud. I'm saying it's persistent, Lord guide me, I'm trying to make a difference. I wanna be someone.
Picture me smiling as I write this. I'm only playing, I'm never smiling in the slightest. Is rejection really redirection? Will these exit signs illuminate my imperfections? Now I'm kicking down these gatekeepers' doors right off their hinges. So my youth fall through my fingers. If they're happy, yeah, just let it be. Set them free. I can't compete with all your expectations. I'm out here just trying to be a better me. Morning affirmations now. Early bird get the worm, the second mouse, he got the cheese. A couple lessons to be learned, so stop your stress and set them feed. Tell them keep the money.
I'd rather be someone.
No, at least I'm happy out here being funny.
Happy Holidays from Six Eyes Radio.
About the joy.
All right, it's your boy DJ ATLM Styles. Get ready, bringing my man Six Eyes, man himself, Mr. Six Eyes. What's up, Six Eyes? How you doing tonight, man? Let's get into this news.
What up? What up, ATL?
Can you hear me, Six Eyes? There we go. There we go.
How you doing?
By the way, folks, right. Let's go get into this news segment. All right, go ahead, Mr. DJ, Mr. Six Eyes himself.
All right. First of all, great music you're playing. Well, that's always good, jamming. Now we're going to get into the news, and then we're going to go on with the show. All right, all right, all right, all right. Hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
All right.
Your news, I'm Nora Rahm. The new COVID variant Omicron has been detected in two cases in the United Kingdom. NPR's Deepa Shivaram reports the country is putting new requirements on all travelers to the UK.
UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced Saturday that all travelers coming into the country would have to take a PCR test by the end of the second day after arriving and self-quarantine until they receive a negative result. He also announced a 10-day quarantine for anyone who's had a close contact with someone who tests positive for the Omicron variant, regardless of vaccination status. The UK, along with the US and the European Union, have already announced travel restrictions from Southern Africa. Johnson called the new measures tough, but he said he's hoping they will buy scientists more time to research the new variant and how it spreads. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News.
France will host a meeting with immigration ministers from all of the countries bordering the English Channel. But as Vicky Barker reports from London, Britain won't have a representative at the conference.
There were expressions of grief and pledges of action from both sides of the English Channel after 27 migrants drowned soon after their small boat left France for Britain. But when British Prime Minister Boris Johnson then publicly tweeted his 5-point action plan for French President Emmanuel Macron, a mortified Macron withdrew his invitation to the migrant meeting sent to the British Home Secretary. That suggests France is unlikely to act on Johnson's suggestion that it take back all migrants who cross illegally in the dangerous small boats. The first victim of the mass drowning has been identified as a 24-year-old Kurd from northern Iraq who was trying to join her fiancé in the UK. For NPR News, I'm Vicky Barker in London.
New York City is poised to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections. A bill to allow that is expected to pass by a veto-proof majority next month. NPR's Joel Rose reports.
After years of pressure from immigrant advocates, the New York City Council is poised to approve a bill that would allow more than 800,000 non-citizen residents to vote in city elections as long as they have green cards or work permits. Here's Councilman Antonio Reynoso at a press conference outside City Hall.
Immigrants mean so much in the city, and it's about time that we finally get an opportunity to show these representatives what we want at the voting booth.
New York would not be the first city to allow non-citizens to vote in local elections, but it would be by far the biggest. At the same time, voters in several states, including Florida and Colorado, recently approved ballot measures to stipulate that only citizens can vote. Joel Rose, NPR News.
You're listening to NPR News.
All right, and that was our news with our partners from NPR. All right, man, so we got the news off the way. And
Yes, we have.
How was your weekend, man? Well, how's your weekend going? Still going.
I mean, it was great. I mean, we ate the turkey. We had the turkey. We celebrate Thanksgiving. But I know we got a lot to get into. But I know before we get into the Aubrey and everything else, I do want to go to this variant thing, this unicorn virus. I mean.
Yeah, let's go to that. But before we do that, let's bring in our homegirl. Are you ready, life? Press the one if you are.
Are you ready, Life?
Our newest contributor to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Mm-hmm. All right, all right, all right.
All right, well, when she's ready, she'll speak.
Okay.
Are you there? You know, I remember when I first started radio, I was nervous, too. I remember.
Press one and speak. All right.
Press one. Anyway, we only got 2 hours. All right. So, yeah, man, we're going to get on with the show. But she is there. So shout out to Life. And I hope everybody had a beautiful holiday.
Out.
Hope everybody had a beautiful holiday. Spend time with your family. Beautiful time, you know, I had. And just hope everybody had a great holiday. But remember, every day is Thanksgiving. All right, man, let's get to this new variant. Go ahead.
Okay, I mean, okay, everybody, let's just go ahead and get back. And we know this is going to lead to a lot of stuff because we might as well just start here. With the variant. Okay, new variant, very powerful variant, makes you very, very sick. This one is very dangerous. And actually, your vaccine, if you're vaccinated or if you have anything right now, basically this thing attaches to you, your antibodies cannot see it and notice that it's in your body. It's deadly. So now we had another beat. And now we had another crunch. And we're hoping that this doesn't get out. But they're saying now it has. So expect to get back on some more mask mandates, guys. I know some of us have been pulling out of this mask mandate. We're getting ready to go back to it. And I'm saying that this place, we'll know by the next middle of next month, where we'll be at, whether we have to go back on a kind of a lockdown, because this one here is very deadly. It's called the unicorn. Yes, they gave it a name. They gave it a name that just, I just said, man, wow. We're actually was kind of getting out of this hope. It was going like we was running, like we was running, getting out of this. We seemed like we was trying to get back to normality, but reality is sinking in again that we're getting ready to go back into it. So I just want to stay on top. By the way, we do have other issues going on, too, now with the aluminum can. Get ready to see a lot of things go
well,
up
one,
in
one
that field.
One thing at a time. One thing at a time. So with this unicorn, now the definition of unicorn is mythical. You know, so I wonder why they would give it the name unicorn. I mean, the bottom line is we clearly are not out the woods yet. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, please continue to practice social distancing, wearing your mask, and washing your hands. I mean, that's very important. But like we always say, Lewis, you know, Lysol and Clorox bleach has been around for over 100 years. You know, so it didn't take a rocket scientist, and it didn't take the government to hold our hands and babysit us to have bleach and Lysol in our homes. I've always had Lysol and bleach in my home. Now, the newest thing that was introduced to my home was Microban. You know, so I do have Microban, you know, in my home as well. You know, that's the newest thing that was introduced. But far as, you know, Lysol and bleach, you know, it's with me when I go grocery shopping. I pick it up. It's there when I clean with it. You know, I wipe down walls, doorknobs, you know, common areas, telephones, you know. So that's nothing new. So we can't get laxed. We can't get laxed. And please, you know, keep your circle small because, you know, we don't want it to spike and kick back up. You know, that's why they say they don't recommend, you know, large gatherings with family. You want to have 200 people at your house, and then you don't see them. You know, you don't see them throughout the year, you know, but everybody can come when there's some food, you know, and that's one thing that angers me. You know, people can come to eat, but you can't get a genuine call to see how you're doing. You know, you get a call, you know, oh, man, wow, I'm running low. Can I? No, dude, call and see how I'm doing first. before you ask me for some money. And you get those calls too. You know, that's one thing that bugs me. You know? But, man, it's serious. It's serious.
It's very serious.
Yeah, so please,
it's very serious.
Yeah. So keep your family safe. I keep my family safe. I check on my loved ones, my friends. I make sure they're good. And please continue to wear your mask. If you don't have masks, you can go to any store and get a box of 100 masks for $5. Get 4 boxes, and then you'll be stocked up. You know, it's always better to have more masks than not have masks. You know, put them in your pantry. Because we want you to be safe here on the Six Eyes Radio Network. Very important. So please continue to wash your hands, wear your mask, and practice social distancing. Wipe your phones down. That's what a lot of people aren't doing, Lewis. You got to wipe your phones down. Get you some wet ones with antibacteria. Wipe your phone down. Try not to let people use your phone. And please, people, if you are going to have a habit, be it drinking, be it smoking, which we don't condone, but everybody is grown. They do what they want to do. But if you're going to drink and smoke cigarettes and blunts, please have enough currency to furnish your own. Because it kills me how people wear masks. You know, they practice social distancing. They wash their hands. But yet they're sharing liquor and blunts and cigarettes. Does that make sense to you?
No. Logically, it doesn't make any sense. And now we have the unicorn. Just like you said, stop it. Stop it right there, Six. Stop it off with this. We have a new variant, which is the unicorn. What you just said now is mystical. So please, out there, guys, if y'all are really serious about your life, this is a wake-up call for you to be very careful about doing things like that. It's time. It's no longer a joking matter. This virus is really taking people out there in Africa. It's very deadly. It's no joke.
Absolutely. And for our people around the world, we're in a lot of countries, you know, here, you know, which is a blessing. You know, mm-hmm. 10 years on the air of the Six Eyes Radio Network, I definitely want to thank the staff because I cannot do it without you all. So I want to thank you all publicly. Thank you, Lewis, and the rest of the staff. You know who you are. To our newcomers, if they're going to be part of the station, I thank them as well. And that's what it's all about, man. It says Six Eyes, but clearly it's not just me. You know, so we you know, we're a team. So please, our family, our friends, our fans, continue to practice social distancing, wear your mask, wash your hands, practice social distancing. And I want to say condolences to a good friend of the neighborhood, Mr. Craig Alexander, better known as Country, rest in peace, good friend of the neighborhood, good friends with my brother, you know, cool dude. So want to just say rest in peace, man, and now you and my brother up there kicking it. You know, he passed away today, so we want to say condolences to the Alexander family and everybody that knew him, to Oculus, to Bernardo, and the other two sisters. You know, condolences from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah.
Yep. Anybody else, man, that's lost somebody. And just praying for the world, praying for mankind, man. Definitely. Go ahead.
Well, it's DJ ATL, and I have another thing. I have a young lady come on tonight, which is a Harvey Scales niece. Her father, which is one of the right-hand man's friends, to Harvey Scales, my godfather, my late godfather, is right now in intensive care and brain dead. So
what did you say?
He's on intensive care. He's brain dead.
Who?
A heart attack.
Who?
One of Harvey Scales' cousins. And his niece is right now is going to probably come on tonight. And I'm going to let her speak and just give condolences. And they're at the point of.
Bring her on right now. If she's on the line, bring her in right now. And Harvey Scales was a great dude.
He's not online now, but I'm going to bring her. I'm going to give her a call and bring her in so she can speak. Very bad condolences. I do definitely want to go there. Also, you know, this has been a very crucial week even though Thanksgiving is a very humble week of thankful, but we've had a lot of other elders and people have moved on this week too. So I want to say all our condolences to everyone out there who has lost their life, who's moved on to the next chapter of their life. We definitely care here alive at the Six Lives Radio Network. Definitely. But what I'm going to do, since y'all asked me to, I'm going to get ready to play the commercial. And when we come back, I'm going to have the young lady speak. All right, so I'm going ahead and play the commercial right quick. And you know how it goes, Six Eye. Let's tell
them. We'll be right back.
You know, you don't need to do this. You don't never do this. We don't need to do this.
Right. And also the commercial at the end of Celebrity as well. We got a lot of them. All right, we'll be right back.
Hey, baby. I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
Ooh, yes, yes, yes indeed, Six Eyes. Tell them, Six Eyes. They
really
want to make it home. They won't be able to make it home to make dinner anymore. That's why you must not text.
Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting, it can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by 666666666 Eyes Radio.
All right, all right, all right. So we're going to get into the meat one now. Aubrey. Let's start. I'm going to let you, anybody have anything, but I'm going to let you kick it off, Six Eyes, because I do have a thing to say about this case, because I think it is a very important case to talk about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. First of all, I'm glad how things turned out, because, you know, I was worried. I was worried, especially after the situation with the other young gentleman who got off, you know. And again, like I said on previous shows, it wasn't about color for me. I would have had the same outrage if it was a black person hunting down a Caucasian or any other ethnicity. I would have had the same outrage. I'm glad that justice was served. It's not going to bring Mr. Aubrey back, but it will show that justice, you know, was awarded, you know. And they were found guilty because it was just wrong, you know. It was wrong. The only thing I asked was, if I'm getting ready to go jogging, okay, I know I'm going jogging, why didn't he grab a bottle of water before he left? That's my only question. Because if they're saying he stopped in to get some water, and this is what they're saying, so this is speculation. If they said he stopped in to get some water, okay, you can't assume that the water was even turned on. I mean, but the confusing part, was this a house that was being renovated? Was it a skeleton of a house? I mean, we don't know, you know, so it just didn't make any sense why he didn't bring a beverage with him, a bottle of water, a Gatorade, something with him if he was going jogging. That's one question that I would like to know. But illness is, you know, like I said, continue strength and comfort, you know, for the Aubrey family. 25 years old, life cut down, never know what he could have became, you know, never got to reach his full potential. You know, because it takes us 30 years to mature, you know, so he still had 5 more years to mature, you know, because, you know, they say women are smarter than us, you know. So women are supposed to mature at 25, and they give us 5 more years to mature. So we're supposed to mature at 30, huh? So, yeah, man. So I'm just glad, you know, And people was questioning, you know, it was one black juror and 11 Caucasians. But as you saw, that prosecutor definitely did her job. And I'm glad, you know, that it turned out like it did, because one thing I didn't want y'all to do, if it turned out any other way, was for y'all to tear y'all city up. Because what you don't understand, we have to learn how to control our anger and be more constructive than destructive. You know, we got to learn how to channel our anger, you know, and not just tear up our city, because that's the easiest thing to do, you know. But you'd be surprised, man, if we conduct ourselves in a manner, you know, still angry, but we're still promoting peace, you know. That would be the most beautiful thing in the world, you know, because believe me, when my brother got murdered, I was outraged. I mean, I wanted to turn into a vigilante, everything, man, but I was young, you know, and it wasn't going to bring my brother back, you know, but I was hurt. I was angry, you know, and just like I know his family is hurt and angry. But next time, you know, and that's not the last time something like this is going to happen, but just try to march peacefully, you know, and then that way the young man, death won't be in vain, you know. And the only thing, you know, this was a moderate Emmett Till. The only thing they didn't do was strap Mr. Aubrey to a truck and drag him. But they boxed him in. You got one car at one end of the street. You got a car at the other end of the street. And they both drove simultaneously and boxed this young man in. He had nowhere to go, you know. And it's just, it's crazy. If you listen to the tape, it's like they was at the bar eating pretzels and drinking beer. I mean, it was just such a relaxed conversation amongst the police. You know, oh, I'm a retired cop. This is my son right here, and blah, blah, blah. I want to get out of these clothes. You know, oh, we'll let you change. Don't worry. We'll let you change. That truck was not on the scene. That truck drove away. Both those trucks drove away, but they showed the white truck drive away. A truck is not supposed to drive away from the scene. So it was a lot of things that went on that shouldn't have happened in there. I'm going to let you go and take over from here, but that's my outrage right there. But I'm glad justice was served. Like I said, it's not going to bring Mr. Aubrey back, but it goes to show you that everybody is not racist. Everybody was concerned. Oh, it's 11 Caucasians. It's you know, one black, one minority, you know. You know, but as you see, justice was granted, and they were found guilty. So that's right. At least one Aubrey family can be proud of and know that their son didn't die in vain. All right, I'm going to pass it off to you, brother.
All right, it's your boy, DJ TLN1000. Y'all know how I have talked about this case and gone into it, and legally, like I told people, legally they can have guns and walk around with their weapons and all their stuff. But I'm glad this case turned out the way it is, because there need awakening to logic in this country. And this case, I believe the prosecution did the greatest job they could ever did to run this case. I'm very pleased on how the turnout came. I respect the turnout, and I think the turnout sends value to the people. I even like what Al Sharpton said at the end, also like what the mothers put out there. Definitely what Al Sharpton said was, now it shows that every black person or anybody of color that walks around anybody in the neighborhood that feels that now they don't have to run and think that somebody's going to run after them with a shotgun, and now there could be logical thinking, and then there could be a logical explanation of something. So I definitely was pleased with Al Sharpton. I thought that was one of his best speeches he ever made for a long, long time, that gives some kind of confidence to people who ain't doing anything, regardless of grade and color, that at least now you can walk in the neighborhood without thinking that someone's going to get on the back of their truck and have a shotgun chase you with no logic. Okay, first start. These guys did justice in. They said, yeah, they were looking for this gentleman and they were running from him, and they said they just wanted to talk. But how can you be on the stand telling people you just want to talk, but you got a shotgun? That doesn't even sound right. So, again, I just glad that the case really shows something to American people that just because someone believes the culture or somebody, a black person or have robbed you, don't mean that same person is the person that did that. And that doesn't give you justification to have a shotgun or a weapon drawn on somebody or do a police arrest. It's really up to the police to do that job. So what I want to say from the start top of this, this case could have went anyway. Yes, they could have also got off of this case still. I believe they could still got off because legally they're allowed to have a shotgun. But legally, they were the aggressors that chased him, even though he was running. He was running at the whole time for his life because he didn't know what was going on. He got freaked out, and he ran out of the dwelling. The dwelling didn't have anything in it. He had a shorts, some tight shorts on, those small shorts, and a T-shirt. And I want to put this out here because this is going to lead into another story in a minute we're going to talk about. But I want you guys to understand some concept of myth and what we just talked about, myth. The way that Aubrey was chased, and I want you guys to understand, he was chased like he had a teleplasm TV on the back of his back. He was like he had a whole bunch of cash he's running out with. When you can visually see, he didn't have nothing, absolutely nothing. And he didn't do anything to bring that kind of attention to himself, to have people chase him down like that. This is where I'm glad the reality of this case and that question was asked on the stand. So all of them, when they saw Aubrey, did he have anything? You know what their question was? Answer was, Mr. Six Eyes?
What was that?
They didn't see him have anything.
Well, let's back up a little bit.
I think that broke
Let's back up a little bit. Because I think you were describing a totally different person, because according to the video, they said Ahmaud Arbery had on very baggy shorts, baggy cargo pants or baggy jogging pants. The other gentleman you're talking about is the one with the full arm tattoos. That's who you're talking about, with the twisties. That's who you're talking about.
No, Arbery, I have the video. No, he really had no – he didn't have – he had shorts. He didn't have anything. I mean, I'm literally looking at this video, and seriously, he is not wearing – but he had T-shirt and pants. I'm not paying shorts. So it's not even – I can't even – be looking at these shorts, I can't even tell if he even have a wall in them. So he probably didn't even have identification in them. So that maybe even made it more of a longer process.
Yeah, they said he didn't have no wallet. He didn't have no identification
right.
on him.
Right, no, I'm kidding. Because that's how this is how strongly this is at. So what I'm saying to Six Eyes, and this is what I want America and the world to understand: they made it seem like this man was running with a plasma TV or something huge running out. That did he deserve to be chased down? If you didn't see anything, you know you didn't see anything. Why were you chasing him down? Now, I would say the same thing about the gentleman who had the camera. He has a shotgun, too. He chose to bring the camera instead of the shotgun. So I'm trying to – this is the logic I want every American, I don't care what color creed you are, when it comes to this stuff, and if you don't know what a person is and what they're doing, please don't go get weapons and do stuff that's outrageous, because this is the cause. Now, if – would – Aubrey still be here if they didn't have the shotgun and the guns wasn't on him? I believe yes, he would have, because he didn't do anything to be chased down like that and to be hunted. So I will say that true, because it's a fact that was not the case at that moment.
Right.
So I want to keep that in his history. But
check
I also got a caller.
Someone call it in. Check the phone line. Call it in.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's what I was saying.
How you doing today?
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. I was just listening to what you said. You're absolutely right. I mean, what gave them the right to chase somebody chase him down. And on the video that was actually in the house that they was building, he walked in there, looked around, and walked right back out with nothing in his hand.
Actually, you ran out, but he didn't have anything. You looking at
right,
him, and he has nothing. So
right,
sure
you had nothing in his hand. All he did, you can see distinctly on the video, he walked into the house that they was building. He looked around. He looked, turned completely around, and walked right back out. I mean, he didn't have nothing to say. He just looked like, he's looking around like, okay, this is a new house. Okay, you know, I don't want to see him. Okay, I'm gone.
And the logic, and this is what I call magic land, and this is what I want all, and this is to my urban, this is to my urban, this is to my Caucasian, this is to anyone out there. You cannot make up a mind storyline in your mind and say this is what's going on when it's not going on. You see this man does not have anything. You can't say that he is the gentleman from last week because you don't never seen the gentleman last week. You never know what that person looks like. And plus two times, most of the time out of 10 out of 4 times, why would a person who committed a crime would come back to the scene at broad day to let you see him? So it's automatically. Now, when they went to the stand, I'm glad the question was asked and then asked them the right, and they answered the best way they did. They did not see anything on them. That's why they said they just asked, and that's why they got the time now. And it's because of the fact that there was no need to chase him down with a shotgun. Okay? And I just hope the brothers out there understand that. I just want to. Is that you, Six Eyes? You still there?
Yeah, I'm right here. I'm right here, brother. Yeah.
It was knocked off. I hope he's back. It's unfortunate, and I believe it's unfortunate because it's unfortunate this scenario too, because I'm glad of this case because now this case opens up a lot of stuff that even go farther. But since we're on this topic, I'm going to go to another. Are we through with Aubrey? I want to know. Anybody want to speak on the Aubrey case?
Yeah.
Anybody?
Yeah, I'm done. You got anything else you want to add, Ernest? Honestly?
No, not on this one. No, just go to the next.
Okay.
Now we finna lead into fantasy line that came out from this one, and this is why I say the Aubrey case, it opens up the door to now. This goes even to Caucasians and other people around the world. We got a gentleman in Florida yesterday filed an affidavit, filed a lawsuit against Florida where he was from. He had a car that was stolen. He called the cops and told the cops that his car was stolen. He called the cops. They came to his residence and arrested him and said that they had found the car a couple of weeks down the road, and he fit the suspect of the person stealing the car. And there was a legal gun found in the car, which also was fantasized, that was never in the car. There was never no weed. They also said weed. So right now this case is going to court, and he probably would more likely win this case. And this is what I'm talking about. People, and this was the cops that did this, they went to the stream to make up a report, to make up something out of fantasy world that this man was a threat, that he stole his own car, and they added more stuff to it, like he was more of a threat when he was not. You understand where I'm coming from, guys? This case goes back to 2019, so it's not recent. So this opens up a boil bell, and I'm glad that the Avery case now is out there to make now people to aware that how you deal with this stuff, you have to have logic and you have to have reality. We can't start making up stuff. Okay, well, you know, he fits the suspect. He looks like somebody who steals a car. You hear me? And this
that's
what
great.
Has been going on across this country. This has been going on across this country. We have talked about it. Even me and Brian Tatum had a long discussion about this with his little thing with USA. We have talked about this, where we have cops that do their own thing, and sometimes they try to make a narrative and try to think that they can trick someone to believe in, if they think they have a subject, they try to trick them into agreeing that they are the suspect. So that's what I'm saying. This is a fantasized thing. And this is the same thing where I go lead right back to what I was talking about with Aubrey. We see that he has no gun, he has no weapon, he has no TV, he has nothing. But in their logic and mind, they believe that he's running around, he's running on a bat with a gun. He's being chased like he's got a plasma TV on the back of him.
Yeah.
So that's why I wanted to go to this case, and I went to this, and that's why I said logically. And like I told people the other day, I explained to them about Al Sharpton. I thought Al Sharpton did the right thing by saying what he said. And some people might not feel that, but no, I do feel what he was saying. Now a person now could go in a community and jog and mind his own business without thinking that he has to now he had to worry about somebody coming after him with a shotgun because they believe in fantasy that they did. He was a guy who robbed them 2 weeks ago that they never seen. Okay? Am I preaching to you guys?
Yeah.
So now have opened the beam to that, and now people can understand. And this was the deep down south where this case was won. So now I believe this is going to set a precedent for now people logically before they make action. I also have another action that happened here in Atlanta, and this is another case that's getting ready to come up, and I don't know if y'all know about this when this happened in Atlanta. We had a Caucasian lady who killed the guy, but one more, I'm going to tell you how the story starts because this, I had to explain it to myself too. There was an accident, and the guy hit this family behind, and he fled the scene. He fled with his car. The lady called the cops, saying this person was fleeing the scene. And when she caught him up, she blocked him in. She got in the car, and she confronted the guy out of the car, and she had her little gun, and she actually shot the gentleman.
Wow.
The gentleman died in the hospital. He died. This is, matter of fact, this happened about, I think this happened about a year and a half ago. It's another case.
The woman shot the guy?
Yeah, she shot the guy and killed him. What we now found out from this and what we found out, the guy was a veteran. He was an African-American veteran. And he was going through, when he was hit the family car, he was going through some kind of what we call when a person is sick. He was going through a diabetic attack.
Sugar, diabetes, diabetic coma. That's what he was having, a diabetic attack, and probably that's why probably he was hit the car because he was having an attack and he lost control of the automobile and hit her.
Right. So that case, and the guy, woman got into a struggle with him and actually killed him. And he's a retired veteran.
Oh, man.
She's sitting around in jail, right? I think she sat around in jail for about a couple months, about 2 months now, 2 or 3 months, and I think she just now finally got her bail because it's a sad situation, and that's why I tell people before you make actions and chase people, before you get involved, call cops. Deal with the police. Let the police handle it. Because you really don't know what the story and outcome of something is really going on. So I just wanted to put that in. That's another one that I can actually put in the same belt that she believed that something was going on with this person when he was actually going through a coma attack.
Right.
I mean, by diabetes.
See, diabetes attack. Okay, see, that's the whole thing that now they want to put the police to go through that special kind of training to see what's actually wrong with the person instead of just jumping to conclusions and going with your first instinct because you never know what's wrong with a person until you actually have somebody examine them.
And we can go to another case that started that up too. We had a gentleman up in Syracuse, New York, who had, matter of fact, we had two. One of them had some kind of situation. He was STD problems or whatever, and he was messed up mentally. And the people begged, don't shoot him, and they killed him. We had another one where the mom was trying to stop her son. He was having some kind of trauma breakdown too in the mind and everything, and he ran at the cops.
Right.
They killed him too. And
right.
This is starting to ask
right.
a question that do officers understand the environment they're in? Do they understand how to deal with people with this? And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I don't think they do. A lot of them don't. If you don't have a value of life, and a lot of them don't, you're not going to know how to deal with this situation. The first thing you're going to do is pull the trigger and shoot someone because you're thinking that your life is in danger. You don't want to know. You don't really want to think about this person because this person has no kin to lie to you. You just know that you're in self-defense mode yourself. And I think that's something that I think every officer should be qualified to be officer. And I tell everybody, not every person can be qualified to be an officer in this country. This is really one of the worst times to be a police officer in the United States of America. I tell everybody this.
Right.
First thing is we have the most time now in this country. We have the most trauma running rapidly from people. We have people who actually
right.
have to take drugs to be normal. I keep trying to tell they have to take illegal drugs to be normal. If they ain't on legal drugs, they'll kill you in a heartbeat. They'll do something drastic to you. And it'd be harmful.
Right.
I'm sorry, this is our reality. We just got through coming from the crack epidemic. Bless my godfather. I mean, bless my godfather and James Brown and my big mentor, Mr. Bobby Bird, too. They helped put together that song about heroin, which was really the first conscious rap song that I always say in history came from that song because it actually told you what heroin was doing. Too bad after that, cocaine did another disparity to the communities around the world and around this country. It was another big bang. So we're leaving in the disaster, and we're forgetting about those great epidemics that's in, and that's why we see what we see today. Then we also had the epidemic of Ritalin. A lot of people are now seeing the aftermath of that. We had a lot of young people who got on Ritalin because their parents would get extra $500 when there was in the welfare system, and they got a chance to get extra $500 every month, but they put these children on this Ritalin, and a lot of things happened from that too. So I can go on and on and on about this. I mean, this is not nothing that's new. This has been stated in reference to the government. The government knows about this. They know all of these things are going on. We do live in a post-trauma era of people being traumatized so bad. And this is not just people, all people. I'm talking about even cops, teachers, everybody. It's across the board. And when we talk about race relations and stuff like that, a lot of us don't want to sit down and really have a real discussion about race because most of us don't know what the understanding of what race and love is. There are a lot of people in this country who don't know what love is. We don't even understand the concept of that either. It's sad. And a lot of us don't understand life because we have gotten away from churches and synagogues and all the religion type. And I hear you. I hear my militant brothers out there saying their religion, they feel religion is what destroys the minds of young people. And please, but again, you can't say it destroys young people when young people don't even experience and know what life is. Hear me, brothers? Y'all hear me, Six Eyes?
Yeah.
You're right.
Right. Important. How can a young brother understand life if he ain't never been to a church and a synagogue and understand and been taught what life is? That's why we have a high percentage of people dying in our cities. That's why we have a lot of youth killing each other. It's because there's no understanding of what life is to them. And a lot of times I have a lot of brothers.
This is the problem. When you start taking God out of everything, it's like taking a wild dog off his chain. That's the problem because he start taking God out of a lot of things and everybody started going wild. Government people making up laws that don't make no sense. People saying you fit the description of another person that you don't even know about. The world just went wild.
And I agree.
That's why the crime. Go ahead.
I tell people this all the time. And I have to talk to my brothers out there, and I know they're real spiritual strong, and they feel that this is what's destroyed this religion. I say at the same time, I understand where you're coming from. But again, the difference between me and you and what young people have doing, me and you went through this infrastructure of going through what life is and what life. We studied life because we still had to go through that foundation to get to the point that where we are. We got to that point because we had to go through those things. Even though we didn't like or didn't want to hear religion, we was there to learn it, and we got it. That's why we know the value of life. You can't tell someone who ain't gone to nothing, didn't go through nothing, just because you say, I'm going to keep them away, that's garbage, that they're going to understand and automatically understand life. And they don't.
No.
I just try hard to get them to understand that. Now, is all churches and synagogues good to everybody? No. That's why I said all religious synagogues and all this, I'm saying all, because certain ones are going to touch each individual different to learn something. Not saying that they have to go all in, but they need to go to learn some kind of vaccination of life. You understand what facts and what love is. Because you're not going to learn it in the streets, and you definitely ain't learning it at home, because right now we have a thing called hate pill, and hater pill has been all pushed in a huge way. That pill is so bad that they think only family members turn against each other, and that's not a beautiful scene, y'all. I was just telling someone the other day about rappers. We got rappers who join gang members and got gang member cousins that killing their own cousins.
Yeah.
Now, that's not, if that ain't messing you up and telling you that there's no value in life, that is. So I try to get to the root to try to figure out the solution. Because we can sit here and talk all day. I had a brother, I have a Caucasian guy, which a lot of people are not fond of this guy, but I listen, he's respectful. He sent me a video. He said, I need you to see this, DJ KLM Styles, Mr. Lewis. I need you to make a comment on this because this is something that really needs to be addressed in your community. And I said, okay, send me the video. Let me see what you're talking about. It showed a young African-American male who lives somewhere in the Midwest. He's got a Nazi tattoo on his right arm, and he has Hitler on the other side. And then he says something. He says, that's very fascinating. And I said, I can't even deny. He said, guess what, man? In the 2000s now, in this era, I am the one, as for a black person, to be horrified of. You should be horrified of me. Because I'm doing the work of this, that, to kill you because of your skin. I hate myself so much that I'm willing to kill you. And he wasn't saying himself. He was saying our people. We have been torturing and torturing ourselves because we don't understand the value of life, that we believe it's okay and it's just to kill the other person that looks just like you and don't know nothing about it. You understand? Y'all feel me on this? And then he said something very fascinating, which I thought was very important. And I said, yeah, he is so right. How in the world you can address anything else when you are not addressing this? This is our problem. Cops kill us at 1%. We have a lot of problems in our community, but the killing ourselves is a higher rate problem. Where we got innocent babies, grandmas, granddads, men, fathers getting murdered. Mothers getting murdered. And we also got mothers murdering their own children.
Oh, yeah.
If we're not going to address this, and we want to sit here and play games and address other things and don't want to address this, we're sick. And I said, we can't even move further. I can't even address. I'm not sitting up and saying we shouldn't protest about cops killing innocent young black people. But we can't get mad. Because we're killing ourselves at a higher rate than they are. We're giving them the keys to say, okay, well, why should y'all be worried about me killing when you got your own folks killing you like that? We're doing drive-bys and killing kids in McDonald's. That's far enough. We're killing baby children walking on the side of the street, minding their own business. We had two young children die up north. They dream. African-American, two young, beautiful kids, beautiful babies. All they dreamed was to be able to one day to get on an airplane. They ain't going to get that opportunity. for somebody decided to snuff up their life for no reason. They didn't even know
it. Yep, that's all it is. Like you said, it got to the point you can't even walk outside. It's like next 2 minutes somebody shoots somebody, and they don't eat. And when you ask them why they did, they like, I don't know.
They don't.
That's where they come out their mouth. I don't know.
The only way, and I had to listen to a rapper say this, and I'm gonna give big shout out to Project Pat. He said some very factual things. I watched his video. He did a very great interview, and I love what he said. He said, man, let me explain something to you guys, just like Young Dolph. And he said, I'm going to explain something to people, and people need to understand this and listen to this. We have a lot of young people and people popping bills and popping drugs. They ride around. The drugs is what keeps them calm so they can be around you normally. If you don't have the access to, they don't have access to that, they're the most meanest people you can ever see. They have no value of nothing. No value. And they will kill you for no
nope.
reason. And that's exactly what we're seeing. I hate to call to say this, and I kind of said this, and I wanted people to hear me with the drug part. You hear me what I'm saying. Drugs is the only thing to give them some kind of stability to be normal. That's not a good sign. That's how much of a problem we have in our country. When we actually have to say that drugs is the only thing can give people their normality. And that's real talk. Real, real talk. Six Eyes, I gotta let you talk on that one because that's very important for you to hear. I want you to talk on that one because you do a lot of ministry
yeah.
and I'm hearing that. I want you to know what you thought
you know,
about
the thing,
that. Just,
the thing about it, drugs has been around forever. You know, drugs, you got recreational drugs, you got your basic Tylenols, you know. It all goes back to the Tylenol scare, believe it or not. Now, Ernest, ATL, you are all young enough to remember when we would go to the store, get our aspirin, get our Tylenols, open it up, flip that top and pull that cotton out. Remember that? That was the only kind of safety you had after that Tylenol scare when that lady put that cyanide in there.
Yeah.
That's when they start putting making the medicine tamper proof and candy bars as well. That's, you know, years ago you could open up a candy bar and get right to the candy. Now you got to be a damn musician to get into a candy bar now because they got so much. It's tamper proof now, and you know the drugs. A lot of people are taking drugs to escape. You know, they're taking drugs to escape. You know, their everyday realities of living. You know, and this is before the crack era. You know, people are taking medicine. You know, abusing medicine, but the reason. If you check in with your mental health and forget what a person thinks about you, if you need counseling, get counseling. Now, it's nothing wrong if you get counseling. You know?
Right. It's nothing
forget
wrong.
Person,
right. Go ahead.
Forget what a person thinks about you because they ain't helping you. So if you check in with your mental and make sure you're okay, you might not have to be prescribed all these medicines to keep you sane, you know, because that's when the abuse comes in and you start abusing the drugs and that can snowball into a big problem. All right, Ernest, I pass the mic to you.
Okay, this is the thing of talking to counselors and doctors and stuff like this. If you really look at it, all they're doing is trying to make money for the pharmaceuticals because you'll go in there, sit in a chair for about an hour, talk to somebody, and then the next thing they say, well, take these two pills and come see me next week. That's how a person really start getting addicted to drugs because all the doctors want you to do is try out a new drug. Doctors and pharmaceuticals are the biggest drug dealers in the country, but nobody wants to address that. because every time you go see a doctor, oh, try this new drug, doctor. What is this for? I don't know. It's supposed to help you. So they give you some kind of drug that's supposed to help you. Then you go out there and do something crazy and kill a person. They be like, oh, I don't know nothing about it. It was just a new drug that just came online.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you said that, brother. And I'm looking at a cartoon here, and this is a cartoon out that just came out this week, and I've been watching it very carefully. I even copied it because I said this is something. And actually, these shows a white stereotype. They have one white guy on one side that hasn't smoked today. He's very sad. He looks sick. I mean, he looks literally sick. It's a cartoon. And then on the other side, it says, it has a same temptation over top. The other guy, he says he has smoked today. And if you look at the guy, his eyes is red, and he's smiling. He's happy. He looks good. He looks normal. So I kind of get this the concept that we know this. But going to your pharmaceutical situation and your doctoring, and one thing that I keep telling people about doctoring, and I'm going to keep this real with everybody about doctoring, doctoring is practice. And a lot of people say, Lewis, wait a minute, DJ ATL, why do you say practice? Because, see, this is how they come up with the chemistry of what. What they do, they have a database of so many people that fits your description, your size, your color, your race, your body, your same blood thing, and they go through a chart. And they come to you and they ask you, first thing they ask you, how are you doing today? Because they don't know. You have to tell them what's going on with your body. They can't tell you what's going on with your body. So they ask you, hey, okay, what's going on with you? And you just probably say, I got a headache, I'm sick, I got pain, I got this. All right. So then they go down to their computer and they look up a list and they go to the database. Say, okay, on this database, they'll probably say five people took Sudafed. Five people took Dynatap and it worked. Five people took Sudafed and it don't work. So then he'll come to the question, say, hey, what kind of medicine do you actually take? And you probably say, well, I take Dynatap. It does me okay. So, yeah, I prescribe Dynatap. Then you might come out and say, oh, I use Dynatap, but it really don't do much for me. So now he's got to look at that database, what works. Now, on that database, they might have a drug on there that might say Tylenol. It is a streamer. It might look on there, he might see five people took it and die. You hear me? And he's looking at these, say, okay, well, let me look at the makeup of you. Now, I'm taking a risk. Now, if I tell him to take this Tylenol, I ain't liable, but, man, if I'm not a conscious person, I can kick this person. He might end up taking Tylenol and dying because the same makeup, this person, million people in makeup, died taking Tylenol. And it's fact that Tylenol had something to do with causing this person to have heart disease. So I'm kind of giving you the kind of sense, and that's why I say it's not like a witch doctor. When you go to a witch doctor, I tell people, who's more of a gentleman to help you more, a doctor or a witch doctor? And I had to tell people a witch doctor. And they looked at me like, what do you mean? Because a witch doctor would bring herbs. You tell him you got a headache, he said, here's herbs of the earth. This is what's going to help you regardless. He don't have to look at David. He knows this is herb is going to help you regardless of what kind of situation you're in with your body and self, because it will tell you because it's herbal and it's of earth and it was natural and it was going to help you anyway regardless. The pharmaceutical is chemical. That's why you say the drug, that it's chemicals. It's not proven it can help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. So I explain this to people around the world and everywhere around to understand doctrine. And I'm not saying that the medicine's not going to help you and all that to certain people, but I'm telling you there's a different logic between a witch doctor and a person of medicine that's of the earth who deals with herbals is a different scenario. Because he can tell you, okay, this grass here, this certain fruit, this fruit right here will help you naturally, regardless of what your makeup is. So do I make any sense to you guys?
Yeah, you do. You do because anything from the earth is natural, so you're more likely to take it than going through a thousand different questions and it can't even explain none. Because anything from the earth is not going to hurt you.
Right.
Because it's natural. It has no chemicals in it.
Right. Again, coming back to you about this whole thing here, this is where I get people. Now, you take this medicine, you might be back in the emergency room. You might have to go to the emergency room. You'd be like, oh, man, I can't feel sick, man. I can't feel my – and now they got to figure out what to get you to give and take to you, where if you go to a witch doctor, you're not going to go back to him about something herbal because it's natural.
Right. And now get a load of this, ATL. This is where people really should look at, and they even tell you on the commercial. Yes, this is, I'm going to just give a name. This is Prilosec. Prilosec is good for you not to have cramps and pains in your back. And if you take this pill once a day, you'll get rid of the cramps, and you won't have any cramps during the day. Then here comes the second part of it. But it would give you kidney failure, heart disease, lung damage, and all these other diseases. Like, wait a minute. Didn't you just say that
right.
This pill was supposed to help me, but it's giving me more symptoms than I already had?
That's right. Yep, that's right. That is so right. And this is why I tell people, that's why I say doctrine is practice. And you got to understand medication is practice, too. It's a practice. And it's practice
right.
on you to see what result of you is going to work on you. And it's not going to work for everyone. That's why those commercials come and they let you know straight up before you go, yeah, it might help you, but it might also do these things to you. You might not be the person. And then they tell you to go deal with your doctor so your doctor can look and see what your makeup is and see maybe where it does make sense to make you sick, that it can make you sick. So that's
mm-hmm.
where we at with chemicals and doctors.
All right. Let's go move on.
All
we're
right.
talking about aluminum cans. What's going on with the aluminum cans?
Well, what I'm going to do right now, guys, we're going into some music right quick. We're going to get into some music. I got some new music from a guy called D-Red. This song is the internet hit sensation right now. Everybody's playing across the country. And it's a song called Rain On Me. We're going to go ahead and get into that, and we'll come back and we'll get back into a topic. All right? Here we go. It's your boy, DJ ATL11 Style, and his crew talking real fast.
I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall, put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall, put my back against the wall, and I feel the rain on me. His life feel high and that bitch gotta get paid. I ain't never played sports, I ain't never ran track, but if the law's coming out, I know it's gotta get away. Hard times coming up, where I live, where I stay. Mama thuggin' for a baby just to see a better day. You weren't having much, but mama taught you cherish what we had. And don't be tripping if nobody don't care, cause it's all on you. I made it through it all, took some chances just to fall, put my back against the wall. Just to fall, put my back against the wall,
hey.
And I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me. Boiling water just a babe, wearing the same paper days. Couldn't afford a purchase, still was grateful for them days. Lot of partners jump ship when the road reached the cliff. Never trip, stay down and out, he's seeing that we pay. Money don't change a thing, it just bring you plenty pain. Got a sack and it still feel like I'm standing in the rain. People flooding me with problems, I just help and don't complain. When it be me, wonder if they'll do the same.
But hey, it's all I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
Hey, yeah.
I done made it through it all, took some chances to fall. Put my back against the wall, and I still feel the rain on me.
And I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain, and I still feel the rain on me.
We'll be right back.
That was nice.
All right, all right. Okay, it's your boy DJ ATLF Styles, everybody. All right. Just got through hearing my man D-Red Rain on Me. What did y'all think of that single, by the way?
I like it. I like it. It had had like a Gap Band, like yearning for your love a little bit vibe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's
very
nice. I like it.
Guy. Yeah, very young. Kind of pulled that one out of the American sky. Hit me up and said, yo, man, DJ ATL, just knock it off. I said, yeah, I'm knocking it through. Definitely going to have to get that cat on here sometime soon. But anyway, getting back to what we were discussing, which I thought was very important, I just got to talking to a couple people about this, is where we going as far as our education for our young people in this country, as far as being educated from the people who set things up in motion for us to move forward today as people. And what I'm trying to say is that our elders, like I'm saying Uncle Ben, Dr. My God, Mr. Bill Clark, Farrakhan, because I still can put Farrakhan in this. These guys have laid marks for us, Dick Gregory. They have laid marks, and the people before them have laid marks for them to get us to this point. And are we as people, and I'm talking about blacks first because we have to start with black folks first, are we letting them down culturally and knowledgeable to keep holding up our old elders who gave up all their life and their chances to live to make our life better so we didn't have to go through the things that they go through? But
well, I'll answer
that. Right.
Quick.
Right.
I'll
hold
that
question. Hey, hold that question because I got the young lady coming on, Harvey's niece, and I'm going to let her talk right quick. What's up? This is DJ ATL. Miss Angela, how are you doing today? You're live on the air. And I did call you, ma'am. I wanted you to tell everybody about what's going on with your father's situation. I got people live on the air right now, and I would love for you to go ahead and tell us about prognosis of your father at this point. Miss Angela.
Well, basically, my dad had been in a car wreck, and he got thrown away from a car. And he had, like, a serious brain injury. His rib was broken, and he had a heart attack. So right now he's basically brain dead right now. So he's on life support, so I'm just letting y'all know that y'all can just pray for me, that my dad is completely dead right now, but he's on life support, and he's just using the life support just whatever that's being on there, the life support, whatever. So, but I'm hanging in there. I just want to, you know, just say to everybody, like, you know what I'm saying, they go through stuff like with the situation. So, you know, we just got to stay strong and stuff. So I'm trying to stay strong, but I'm very deep hurt because of my father, because he's, like, gone. So, you know, like, on my way back from Milwaukee to coming to Memphis, I was, like, driving or whatever, and my cousin, he was, like, pulled over, like, and I was, like, looking at the sky. And my dad, like, gave me his picture of him. Like, he was in the sky. So I'm just, you know, right now I'm just, you know, I'm just sad because I just was hoping that he'll wake up. But, you know, he had fluid in him, so he got injured real bad, going away. So just pray for me and everybody to stay positive and safe.
All right, man.
Yes, absolutely.
Mr. Six Eyes.
Absolutely. This
thing, is,
this is Six Eyes. I'm definitely praying for you. God is a healer, and God can turn this thing around. Definitely praying for you. Lewis, you put me in touch with her. You put me in touch with her. And
definitely
pray. And, you know, God's a healer. We got to just pray. Huh? Go ahead.
So I'm saying they keep in contact with me. They hit me on Facebook or Instagram, whatever like that. But, I'm the strongest person, you know what I'm saying? Like, my grandmother had passed away. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, how death goes. You know, you might have your daughter. You might be stressed out. You know, you might have the emotion, and then sometimes when you play like other songs and sad songs and stuff, it gets to me. But my dad was a strong person. He was a good person, and it wasn't meant for this to happen, whatever. He was on our way to going to casino, but he ended up driving and didn't have his seatbelt on, and he got, you know, he ran into a ditch and he got thrown away, and it just really messed his body up. And, you know, at first when he was arrived to the hospital, he was talking at first, he was doing good, then he had the heart attack and a stroke, and then now the fluid went into his brain and stuff, and he's all swollen up. But the good thing, it's a blessing that he's up there with his mom and dad and his brothers and stuff, whatever, and he gets to see everybody and stuff, and I'm have an opportunity, you know. My dad left something for me as a gift. It's a car that he had in his garage, and I'm just, you know, going to keep it, and I'm going to, like, ride like my dad and, you know, be with, you know, with him whenever he need me, whatever.
Right.
Right.
And also, you know, you also the niece of awesome Mr. Grammy winner Harvey Scales, which is also my godfather. So and I think a lot of people around the world, this is DJ ATLM, we all going through a lot of tragedy, and we're losing a lot of our loved ones and a lot of time with COVID and without COVID. And we have to sit out here and just hold ourselves accountable and pray. Just keep praying. And thing is, whether you're spiritual or not, just pray for people. Just wish great things to happen for the ones that's left behind, because they're the ones that have to really struggle to maintain their life and still keep living life. Because your life, like I tell you right now, Angel, your life is not over. You have to keep pushing. And my life is not over because my father passed and Harvey's passed. And your life is not over because since your father passed. We still have to live.
Yeah, my father passed.
Everybody has somebody that they loved ones passed away. So basically, only God has the final word. You never believe what a doctor said. Only God has the final word of what he wants to do. God has the final word.
So,
and,
like the doctor was telling me, they was like, well, you need to come here, Angel, you know, get your last day and stuff, whatever. So I didn't go to see my dad yet. I did a video of him. But I'm leaving, you know, I'm coming to Atlanta first, and then I'm going to go see him. But the thing is, I'm not ready right now, because I think it's something that if I walk in that, well, actually when I went to see him, you know, I think he was already sleeping anyway. But if I would have walked in the room right now, I think that my dad would hear me, like, whispering his voice, and he'll wake up. But I'm not here right now, so he probably don't want to be around nobody. He want to hear his kids. So I'm going to make my move and see my dad. You know, even though he's not wake up, I still hear it, and I thank God for, you know, giving me this opportunity not to be best ever having his dad. I was laying down last night, and this morning I had a panic attack. I had to just open the door and just look in the sky, and, you know, my dad was letting me know everything was okay.
Right, right. Like I said, you know, God's a healer. God's definitely a healer. And like I said, he can turn it around. One thing, you got the support of the Six Eyes Radio Network, and, you know, your Uncle Harvey Scales, great dude, great guy, very talented. And, you know, we had him on the show. And like I said, God can turn this around. And we're here for you.
Thank you.
Yes.
All right, this is DJ TLM Styles.
Is it two people on the phone?
it's four people on the phone. It's myself.
It's four people on the phone.
Yes, Six Eyes.
Who is he?
I'm the owner of the station, Six Eyes.
And I'm Bernie T.
Yeah.
They're in Cleveland. That's Bernie T. They're in Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm in Ohio.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice meeting you.
Yeah, good meeting you too, and we'll keep in touch.
Yeah, I guess what's up.
Well,
okay.
Let me see something, and I think I like playing this song, and I think this song to me is a very good song, gospel song, and I know this might not have, but I know since we were talking about a lot of the situations that are going on around the earth right now. And a lot of what we're talking about, I really feel that this song, oh, God, that's not right what I want. Oh God! I'm trying to get to Marvin Sapp, and I'm gonna put it in here. I'm gonna play Marvin Sapp's song "Best of Me." I think that song right now is a very song that could be played so many ways, so even for written all.
But you know what song that I would like to hear?
Yeah, go ahead, ask it.
Diana Ross, I'm Missing You.
You said Diana Ross.
Let me get that out for you.
Yes. The song that she played out with Marvin Gaye. You know, Marvin Gaye had passed away. She played that song.
Let me.
That's the song. I love that song, too.
Let me play that for you.
Well, you know, you the best DJ in Atlanta anyway, so where you want to play, whatever, I'm with it.
I got it. Hold on. Hold on for 1 minute. Here we go.
Since you've been away, I've been down and lonely. Since you've been away, I've been thinking of you. Trying to understand the reason you left me. What were you going through? I'm missing you. Tell me why the rupture. I'm missing you. Tell me why. As I look around, I see things that remind me. Just to see a smile made my heart feel with joy. I still recall all those dreams you shared. Where did you run to, boy? I'm missing you. Tell me why you're out here. I'm missing you. Tell me why the road turns. Sometimes I've wondered, I didn't understand just where you were trying to go. Only you knew the plan. And I tried to be there, but you wouldn't let me in. But now you're gone away. Tell me why the
All right, that was all for right. You. Missing You by Diana Ross. Go ahead, Six.
Yeah, that was for you and your father.
All right, Angel.
Oh, Angel.
So I'm
going to
go ahead. I'm getting ready. Y'all got anything else y'all want to say right quick because I'm about to get ready to play Best of You and Marvin Sapp like I promised. And I want to dedicate this to a lot of people out there. And if you're doing wrong or doing right and you feel like that there's nobody out there and you feel that there's nothing out there, just look to God because he woke you up this morning. He's letting you know he sees the best in you when you don't even see the best in yourself. So I'm going to go ahead and play this song right quick, and we'll be back, and we'll start get back into the discussion right quick before we get up out of here. All right, it's your boy, right. DJ ATL Last Stop here live on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
He saw the best in me when everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time, I said he saw the best in me, when everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight, all I need is one, hey!
He saw the best.
Everyone else around me,
everyone else around me,
can
only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When Bob walked you off, said you would never make it, what did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me,
everyone else around me, can only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, see, he is mine, and I am. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Help me sing it,
yeah, girl. And that he is mine.
He's mine.
I'm his.
I'm
his. Said it doesn't matter what
doesn't
I did.
Matter what I did.
He only sees me for who
he
I am.
He only sees me
yeah.
For who I am.
Yeah. Can I ask y'all one question? The question is simply this. What did he see?
He saw the best.
I can't get no help up in here. Because there are some folk in here that people have wrote you off. Said you would never amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you'd never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best. The best.
What did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what did he see?
The best.
I said, what?
All right, all right, all right. It's your boy DJ ATLN Styles, and I definitely like to dedicate that out there to every individual out there. And I think everyone goes through this every day, or every a part of their life that had someone tell them, "No, you're not going to amount to nothing. You're not going to be anything." And you might even did wrong. And there's a lot of us have done wrong, and I mean wrong. But let me just say this up there: God still loves you. He still wake you up. Still got you here because he's allowing to tell you that he does see the best in you. So don't never let no one tell you you don't have any value, because you do. And I'm putting this out there to anybody out there, even the two young guys who killed Auburn. I'm saying this to everybody. You do wrong, but God is the ultimate mayor of this thing. He controls it, and he's the one who makes the decision. He's the one who do see the best in you. Because if he didn't see the best in you, he wouldn't wake you up.
Right.
Yeah. Six Eyes, I'm dropping it to you, bro. And my other partner, y'all go ahead. Y'all got the floor.
And just don't never give up. Just keep going. Just believe in it. Don't, no matter what you go through and you feel that you can't push it, just don't never give up. Because it's all believing.
Six, y'all there? I don't know.
Yeah, we are.
Yeah. I just go ahead and let y'all take the floor, because I think that is a testimony and a testimony. And I mean, I love what Marvin Sapp said, what he says. He said, man, I'm singing this testimony, but there's somebody
right
else out there knows exactly what they're talking, what he's talking about. And they're going through it as
we
speak.
Yeah.
So,
okay. I love you guys. I'm gonna talk to y'all later and stuff, whatever.
All right, appreciate it. I make sure you get in contact with Six Eyes.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Lewis, do not forget. He's forgetful.
Oh, I won't. Yeah, I won't.
Okay.
All right, Angel.
You take care. God bless.
Okay, bye.
God bless you.
Yeah, definitely. Continue prayers. You know, and it just goes to show you, man. Just goes to show you.
I'm going to say something. That was one of my father's songs, too. He used to play this song. He had a lot of songs, but he had a lot of great gospel. Like, my family is very traditional gospel, a lot of them. But I'm going to say something. The reason I understand her situation, that's how my father passed. Brain dead and a
heart attack, and
that was the scenario. And I remember, and still today, I still remember something. That God, and I know God was using me as a tool. I was telling people he was.
Uh-huh.
I was put in the situation that my father, my brother, for me, I was put more in a heavier situation, whether we had to pull the plug. 7 years ago, sitting here thinking about it.
That's crazy. It's been six for my father. 7 years,
I had to think about this. And, you know, there's a lot that would transpire with this. My dad died on Thanksgiving Day.
Wow.
He was pulled off. We didn't have to make that decision. So I understand, you know, where she's going, and I understand ability, but there was also something that I was put in a position, and I knew that God is the only one. He said that to me. He said, I'm the only one to make decisions if I'm going to take my children out of this world.
Uh-huh.
He's the only one. He'll let you do that. You man cannot tell you when you're going to come out of this world. He's not allowed to do that. And I tell people, if you're not spiritual and you don't understand this, understand. Hey, you don't have to be spiritual. But you will learn. When you sit in that bed yourself and you be there, you be calling out. You will call out. I tell everybody, even my atheist friends, I think I don't know if I ever told you this, Six Eyes.
Get to the phone. You're speaking. Get to the phone
friends.
So we can hear you.
Out there in Seattle. Woo! He was one of the main archer men behind the young lady that actually fought to get the school system out of prayer. And he had to watch, and they all had to sit and watch when she was dying on her deathbed. she's calling out her mother and calling out God. They was like, oh, my God, that was what the world. She's cracking up. She's just calling out God. She kept calling Jesus and calling in tongues, and they didn't understand. They were like, no, she don't believe in them, and she's sitting there doing that. I said, yeah. And I remember him calling me, and I'm still young. He called me. I remember he told me this, and I was like, yeah, you know, she's going. He said, man, I don't believe in God. They did something to her in the hospital. I remember him saying that. And I remember four or five years ago. Because he died. He had a heart attack. I know. He had a heart attack after my, I think I had told people about this. He had a heart attack, you know, a little bit way after my dad had passed. But his wife called me and said, I want you to hear this. And it was recording. And he was sitting there having a heart attack. And he was calling, Jesus, don't let me go. He was calling. He called him so many times. He said, Jesus, please, I got a baby. I got a child. I got family. I don't want to go. And he's a white Caucasian. Uh-huh. He was pleading like hell that God, please don't let him go. If there is a God, please don't. Please don't take him. He knew he felt that he was leaving. Let me tell you something. He didn't know I had got that recording. I kept it. I said, yeah, I'll keep it. Oh, never forget it. Never forget this. I tell everybody, never forget this. I never called and talked to him about it. I just said, okay, well, you know, when he came out, he called me and told me, oh, man, I got sick one time. I said, yeah, I heard you got sick. That's it. I didn't go no farther there until I did a show.
Uh-huh.
And I brought him on to my show. I still need to bring him on this next. I need to bring him on 6 Eyes Radio Network. I brought him on.
Yeah.
I told the guy, and he'll do another show. And I asked him, I said, you know, what happened? And I wanted him to explain himself what happened. He didn't do that. He talked about how the doctors, the nurses, and the emergency truck all saved his life, and there was no God. I said, wow. And he was telling other companies, people that were in the show, he was bragging and telling them how God ain't real. And he was just going, he was going in circles. He was doing this thing. He was doing this atheist thing, because I call him he was doing this atheist thing. He was doing it. He was talking about how Jesus, how there was a king, and the king was using his son as a prince to be Jesus, and and I said, okay, good. So I said, you know, I said, well, how long should I keep this charade going on? Because I need to bring him to earth to me. That's what I was telling myself. I said, let me go ahead. So I asked him, I said, you don't mind me playing a recording? He said, yeah, you can play whatever you want. I said, okay. I'm going to play this recording. I said, it's you. I wanted to let him know. I said, this is you. But you sure you want me to play? He said, yeah, play it. I don't care. I played it. And he heard all of everything. I know he was sitting there listening because he didn't say nothing. This is God. I want everybody to hear me. This is God. He was listening. He heard himself call out everybody. So after the fourth one, I said, well, I won't give his name out yet, but I said, yo, brother. I said, is that you?
Uh-huh.
He said, yeah.
I bet he believed now.
Real low. He said, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he said, yeah. Yeah. That was me.
A6 and ATL. Let me explain something to you about the human brain. See, when people do anything they want to do until they get in trouble, and the first thing people would do when they get in trouble is go call God. God, please help me do this. I mean, like, didn't you just say you didn't believe in God, but now you're calling him now? He was always there.
Right.
Always there.
That's right. You hit it right in the head, brother. And this is what I'm saying. So I'm sitting back. He's sitting there. He's embarrassed. You know, he got a lot of the people on the line hearing him. And he's like, oh, okay, yeah. Well, I asked him, I said, well, is that you? Will you confirm? You say, yeah, that's me. And I asked him, I said, you know, I can see that when you was calling these things happen, I said, the ambulance and the doctor hadn't even made it. They were nowhere near in sight. They didn't make it. Yeah.
Right.
It was like that. He was talking. Oh, he was like, they were no longer firing. He was like, yeah. And you see God's talking to him. Because now God's talking. He's like, well, you know what? I'm going to say this to all you guys out there. I'm going to take some time out. And I got to do some conscious thinking with my body and myself, because
You're right. The ambulance and the doctors weren't there. So I can't give them credit. There might have been a spirit, but I'm going to have to get off the phone, and it's time for me to go. So God allowed me to exit the show. Yeah, I did call him later that week, and I'll never forget. I called him later that week. I said, you know, I didn't mean to do that to you because I didn't want to seem like I was doing something cold because I was not. He said, oh, no. He said, you brought a reality. And I said, I'm going to bring up something. You remember you told me. He said, when my mentor was sitting in that deathbed, calling on Jesus, Caucasian, calling out God, I now realize she was calling out something to save her, just like I was. I didn't care what I was calling out, long as someone allowed me to be here. And I asked him this question.
Right.
I said, you know what? You're here. You're still here. So that means two things. What you called out saw the best in you, saw everything in you, and said, hey, you should be here for your children.
That's a blessing. Now, check our phone line.
So before
check our phone line. Yeah, I want you to check the phone lines. Ernest, we're supposed to have a new starter on the station. Just seeing if she's still here.
Okay.
Well, I believe that the 0592 is on here. I don't know if I have not said anything, or that person did not call in tonight. I don't know.
Okay, so it's just the three of us on the line right now.
Well, it's just three of us. But there is a fourth caller, but I think that's a person that monitors the conversations and what's going on in the show.
That's a what?
The last four numbers is 0592.
What's the beginning?
261, 404, 261.
Press the one. Hello, hello. Did she press the one yet?
No, nothing. Nothing.
Okay, never mind. All right, never mind.
All right. So we had to Intel. We went over our time. We in our overtime thing. So if anyone had to call, they had to call before. You can give us a call at 424-243-9617. But right now, we are extended overtime. I enjoyed the show. I think we had a great conversation. We talked about some key things. We talked the news. We talked about COVID. We talked about Aubrey's case. And we talked about the young gentleman that's going to get ready to get his case. He's going to hit the news. And I know everybody's going to hear this case about the gentleman that was actually pursued and that actually had his car stolen and actually was arrested. I watched the whole video of that, and that was a lot of weird things happening in that case, and I'm expecting that case to be the next one, and everyone will be watching very carefully. Also, we have the other case that we talked about. What else we talked about? Miss Angel.
We talked about the unicorn. We talked about the unicorn variant, Corona. We talked about that. Talked about how people just think in Lysol and bleach just was invented. It's been in my house for years. We grew up with it. And when I got my own house, I still use it. So, you know, it's just how people are. And we also, Ernest, Craig Alexander, go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to send my condolences out to the Alexander family in my old neighborhood. Sorry to hear about your loss. You know, I grew up with Craig Alexander. We was like, you know, big family over there, so I hope, you know, everything goes well. Hope send my condolences out to his mother and his sisters and everything, and everybody that knows the Alexander, we are out in prayer for the family.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you know how close the Alexanders was. My brother and Craig, also known as Country, those cowboy boots, you know.
Yeah.
And that dude, he looked like Jahlil from Houdini. That's who he looked like. If anybody had a twin, it was Craig and Jahlil from Houdini. So, man, we just want to say condolences, praying for strength and comfort for your family in this difficult time. Bernardo Oculus, mom, the two sisters,
You know, we're praying for you from the Six Eyes Radio Network. This is Rob's little brother. And for those who know my sister, Sutta, I'm the little brother. So from the Six Eyes Radio Network, just want to pray for continued strength and comfort at this difficult time for the family. And also, you butcher names, ATL. First you called her Angela, then you said Angel. So Angela or Angel, whichever one it is,
Angel.
We're praying
Angel.
For your
I
father as well.
Call Angel. Angel, yes, Angel. Definitely.
But you said, Angela
Angel.
At first. So is it Angela or Angel?
No, I did. I apologize. It's Angel. Angel. It's Angel. It's the angel in the sky.
All right.
Angel.
So, yeah. And we're praying for your situation as well. You know, just praying for mankind, anybody that's going through something in life, praying for you as well. You say you want to do this radio thing. So we're going to see. All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. That's it. That's what's up. We'll definitely get in.
Tomorrow.
We'll call it at maybe
tomorrow
call
at
in.
1
we'll,
p.m.
We'll
yeah. So tomorrow at 1 p.m., join us for the Six Eyes Gospel Show. That's 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central. Get your praise now without leaving the house. The Six Eyes Gospel Show tomorrow, 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 Central. Good night from the Six Eyes Radio Network. Ernest T., thank you, my brother, from another mother. God bless. Thanks
thank
to all
you,
the listeners. Angel, ATL, we're getting out of here. Thanks to our surrounding city and states, our faraway countries, our family, our friends, our fans. Thank you. And remember, we had Thanksgiving, but every day is Thanksgiving. So be thankful. Good night. God bless.
God bless. Thank you. Like I say, drop it, drop it, drop it.
It's your boy, DJ ATL Styles. Don't be afraid of how you feel. Drop it.